You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is former Arizona Sheriff Richard I. Mack. Sheriff, thanks for joining us again today.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Most folks who are listening to this are probably familiar with who Sheriff Mack is. If you're not, there are some links provided here on this web interview where you can click into and listen to a lot about what brought the sheriff into the fore. Primarily, it was his lawsuit against the Brady Bill, which he won. It went all the way to the Supreme Court and it was found that Sheriff Mack was right. It was unconstitutional. Did they come to that conclusion, Sheriff?
Well, even the idea and the attempt at the legislation was unconstitutional, and the case went much broader than I ever imagined, because it said not only can they not do this, they can't command state officers or any officers of the political subdivisions of the state to do anything. We are not subject to federal direction. That's actually a quote from the case. The United States Supreme Court saying, quote, that the federal government only has discrete enumerated powers and that we are not, as states or as state officials, subject to federal direction. It's the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of the country. And so now it provides, even Justice Scalia, who wrote it, provides the solution to the tyranny that's going on today. Do any of your listeners or anybody else in America have any semblance of a belief at all, even a fraction of a belief, that Washington, D.C. is going to stop the corruption of the IRS? The IRS has been corrupt and doing much worse than this for decades. In 1997, Jennifer Long, an IRS whistleblower, an IRS agent, testified before Congress, along with other agents, that the IRS routinely fabricates evidence against American citizens, and that most of them can't afford to fight it, so they just pay it, or they run and hide, or they go to jail, or some even committed suicide. American citizens committing suicide to get out from underneath the ruthlessness of the IRS. Did Congress do anything about it? Absolutely not. And both the Republicans and Democrats in Washington have been complicit in allowing the IRS to become this rogue, Gestapo-like organization. My question is, who should really stop this? Who is the ultimate authority in your county to stop government criminality? Now, for heaven's sakes, how about the very person that you voted for who promised you in God's name that they would uphold and defend, protect and preserve your God-given rights as detailed in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution? That being your sheriff, the chief of police has the same obligation, the police officers have the same obligation, county commissioner, city council, all of them are supposed to do what James Madison said, and that is erect the barriers against the federal government. So that's kind of the subtitle of our convention that we're having in St. Charles, Missouri on May 31st. So we will provide the evidence. Any citizen can attend. Any public official can attend. It's getting late, so you need to get rolling. You need to get registered. So you still have time to get there. All public officials are free. So any public official, you get there, we will let you in free of charge. Your meals are taken care of. Your hotel, if you need a hotel room, we'll take care of that for you. Citizens, you got to get your own hotel, and it costs you $100. And that helps pay for the other officials who really need to be there also. It's open to the public. It's an absolute miraculous solution to what's going on today. We're not just there spouting off our opinions. We will give you the plan of action. We will show you the evidence. We will show you the proof that what we're talking about is true, that the ultimate check and balance on federal criminality, on federal tyranny, on federal overreach is the state, it's state sovereignty, it's state's rights, it's the 10th Amendment. We will show you the evidence of all of this, and you will leave there empowered and ready to go to battle in a peaceful and effective solution for taking back America.
Sheriff, you absolutely and unequivocally and undeniably have a way with words. Thank you for that wonderful explanation. I love listening to when you speak because I learn so much. You know, I just sit back and take it all in. That's great stuff. Much, much, much more effective than if I tried to do it.
Well, thanks.
And besides the fact that there should be literally tens of thousands of Americans who have comprehended what you're talking about here, because I know they have, yeah. If not more, they've got to get off their duff and get out there. And that's the whole point, right? Isn't that the entire point, is that they just got to get up and move, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is the solution, folks. If we have a big rally in Washington, you know, the Million Man March or, you know, a gun rights march or whatever, people are flocking to it. We're talking now not just a demonstration, not just a Hail Mary pass into the end zone. We're talking about a real, viable solution to what all of us have been fighting and praying for the last 10, 15, 20 years. We at it. You'll see it there. And I really can't believe that we're not fighting off flocks of people who are just so ready for this solution and so anxious to be a part of this that we're saying, oh, wait, we already got too many. So far, we only have about 200 signed up, and that includes public officials and citizens alike. And the lineup of speakers that we have here, I mean, it's just absolutely astonishing. Congressman Steve Stockman from Texas, the current Ron Paul of the country, and Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. from Milwaukee, and Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers, yours truly from CSPOA, Peggy Littleton, a county commissioner, we have Joe Wolverton, a constitutional lawyer, Michael Peruca from the Institute on the Constitution, Sheriff Jeff Christopher, who's being attacked in Delaware by Vice President Biden's son, who's the attorney general there, Beau Biden, and how they're trying to destroy the office of sheriff all across the country. Now they're doing it in Missouri, right there in St. Charles County. They're putting the county manager in charge of selecting the sheriff instead of having the people elect the sheriff. So many things are happening across the country. Governor Cuomo, we have sheriffs from New York State who have been standing against him. And Governor Cuomo is now saying, well, if the sheriffs don't go along with me on this, I might just replace them. And so the battle is heated and it's really raging. And we have the solution. It's a peaceful solution. And seriously, everyone listening to your program today should make an effort to be there, should make an effort to get local officials there, especially your sheriff, but peace officers, your favorite cop, your cousin or relative that's a cop. Make sure they get there. Make sure your city councilman, your mayor get there. Because what I guarantee, when they get there, afterwards, they will not leave the same. They will leave more dedicated to their oath, to their word, to the Constitution, and to the God-given principles that our country was founded upon. So everybody should make a point to donate to us, be there yourself, or get somebody else there, or do all three.
And I should have mentioned this earlier, but you are the founder and president and everything else, like we said before the interview, of the CSPOA, which is the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. And you've had, what, about three?
This will be our third one, and they've just been fantastic.
Okay. And the one before was in Las Vegas, right? Last year's? How many attended that one?
So far between the two, there's been about 250 that have attended. This will be our biggest one. But we're still wondering why we're not beating people off with a stick that are trying to get into this, because this is the solution. This is the saving of America. If this doesn't work, there's nothing else there. Unless you think voting for another Democrat or Republican in Washington is going to change something.
That's a joke.
It really is a joke. I'm sorry. And we're watching this joke process with the IRS right now in these hearings. But if anybody's interested, and I already know you're interested, get up and get going. We can't have you thinking that standing and cheering the parade as it goes by is going to be working this time. It's not. You have to get into it. All of us have to step up to the plate in some form or another. And all the information, everything you want to know about the conference is at cspoa.org.
If somebody can't understand that if a governor like Cuomo is saying, well, if they don't agree with this, and I'm just going to replace them, but what about the fact that they were voted in by the public? Does Cuomo care about that?
Yeah, I don't think he does. It's obvious he doesn't care about the oath of office. He doesn't care about the Constitution. He has his political agenda, and he's not going to let anything or anybody get in the way. And that's exactly what the sheriffs in New York are doing. They're getting in the way. That's exactly what they should be doing. That's what their oath of office requires. This is an example, though. You can see sheriffs all over the country now standing and being counted. And on our website, there's over 450 sheriffs who have signed on to stand against the gun control proposed by Barack Obama.
And that's out of over 3,000, right?
Yes.
That's pretty substantial, because if you think about it, if there's about, how many sheriffs? About 3,600? 3,000? I don't know the exact.
There's 3,100.
3,100.
Yeah.
Obviously, 10% of that is 310. You've got over 10% of the sheriffs who have not only been made aware of CSPOA, but they've decided to align with CSPOA. It's only a matter of time, I think, that you might have all of them.
We won't get all of them, because the big city Democrat liberal hitchman, you know, for the Democratic Party or for the president, we won't get those. But we'll really have our goal set on getting at least 1,000.
That would be great. So, yeah, you're right, because there is nothing else. You are the only thing standing in between the advancing police state. And I'm sure that the listeners who have studied this topic would understand that there is nothing else out there. And not only that, getting back to your point, you're kind of perplexed about why you're not already shutting the ticket booth. I think that's something that perplexes a lot of people in the what could be called the patriotic movement, the pro-American movement, is that there aren't a lot of people coming out and showing their support. And it's not just unique, obviously, to you, but somehow we got to get them off their dust and we got to get them going. And I just wanted to mention about where the conference is going to be. And you said St. Charles, Missouri, right?
Charles, Missouri, which is just outside St. Louis. And you still have time to get there. You still have time to register. Register at cspoa.org, cspoa.org.
And about St. Charles, Missouri, besides the fact that you'll be doing good for the United States and everything that Sheriff and his organization is trying to do to protect freedom in the United States, St. Charles, Missouri, and I've never been there, but it looks like it's a pretty nice city. It looks like it's sitting right on the river. It says here on Wikipedia that St. Charles, Missouri played a significant role in the United States westward expansion. It is the third oldest city west of the Mississippi, founded in 1765.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it served as the first Missouri capital from 1821 to 1826. But really, I think that besides doing your duty as a patriotic American, you'll also enjoy the scenery. And when is the exact date?
May
31st to June 1st. So it's 2 days.
Correct.
Right?
There's breakout sessions that happen on Saturday, June 1st, and that'll all be finished by 2 o'clock. You can be home Saturday evening.
Sheriff Richard Mack, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to listeners. And again, and I've said it before, you're a great man. You're a patriotic American. Thank you for everything you do to help make America strong.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate it.